Hello, and welcome to the Senior Bulletin, where we discuss issues that matter to seniors. On this episode, we'll hear from David Medanski, a retired divorce attorney and is an international best-selling author and America's newest authority for successful weight loss. Good morning, David, and welcome to the Senior Bulletin, and thanks for being on the show.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having me as a guest.
You're welcome. So, David, back in 2016, your doctor told you to either lose weight or find another doctor because he didn't want you to die on his watch. And then, within 4 months, you were able to lose not 10 or 20 pounds, but over 50 pounds. That's incredible. David, if you wouldn't mind, please share your story about the conversation that you had with your doctor, what you were feeling, what you were thinking. And after that conversation, what were the first steps you took to lose the weight?
Yeah, back in 2016, doctor told me, based on my lab results and being overweight, I had a 95% chance for a heart attack. He gave me two options, lose weight or find a new doctor. I was basically a ticking time bomb. And so during the next 4 months, I shed over 50 pounds, which is 25% of my total body weight. Most of my life, I was fit and trim. However, like most people, life gets in the way and the weight crept up on me and I procrastinated. And I tell people I did in 4 months what I could have done the previous 8 years earlier. So now I want to help people so they're not at risk like I was. What I've learned in doing research and writing the two books is 71% of the U.S. population is overweight, of which 40% are clinically obese. What that means for your audience is if they're at a social gathering with 10 people, 7 of them are overweight and 4 of them are clinically obese. The other thing I've learned is Americans will spend $66 billion each year on weight loss products, from fancy gym memberships to meals to supplements, yet we're increasing our rate of being overweight every year. So there's a disconnect there. What I teach people is not to diet. Diets are extreme, temporary, and hard to stick with. What I teach is a lifestyle. Simple things we can all do, all things we know what to do, we just don't do it. So that's where I come from in writing the books and what I help people
with. Awesome. So you had such a great success with your weight loss that you wrote the book. Can you tell me a little bit more about what inspired you to write a book? And tell us a little bit more about your book.
Sure. The first book I wrote is called Discover Your Thinner Self. And I wanted to describe the emotional, mental, and psychological aspects I went through in changing my lifestyle and my eating habits. I also talked about my weight loss journey and some tips in there. After the book was released, I realized I could do much better. And so I wrote the second book, If Not Now, When? Reduce Weight, Create a Healthy Lifestyle in 90 Days. And that goes more in depth into the mental, emotional, and psychological issues. Also gives some motivational support. One of the chapters, my favorite one, is applying the principles of Vince Lombardi to weight reduction, because they use a lot of Vince Lombardi's made motivational speeches for businesses. So I thought, well, why not use it for the weight loss? It helps people keep focused and on track. The other thing is the way I lost the weight was on HCG, which is a hormone from female pregnant women. And people ask me if I recommend it. I say no. And they're like, well, if it worked for you, why don't you recommend it? I explain 90% of the people who lose weight that way gain it all back. In fact, I have 6 friends that lost weight that way. However, they never changed their lifestyle and eating habits, so they gained their weight back, some even more. What I do is teach people to modify their eating habits. One simple tip that your audience can do is drink more water, more pure water, instead of soda or diet soda. The reason being, 75% of the U.S. population is chronically dehydrated. So what that means is a lot of times when you think that you're hungry, you're actually thirsty. Wow.
That's very interesting. Tell me a little bit more about some of the habits that someone would have to work on improving or changing in order to lose some weight.
The first thing is to drink more water. It keeps you hydrated and keeps you feeling fuller. The second thing people should do is reduce their portion sizes. People don't realize they've been supersized, their food portions. In the 1900s, the average size dinner plate was 9 inches. Today, it's over 12 inches. In most restaurants, it's 13 to 15 inches. Yet in Europe, it's still 9 inches. I recommend using a salad plate instead of a dinner size plate. Next thing they can do is eat slower. We're all rushed and in a hurry, and we gulp down our food or we go through the drive-thru. So I recommend that we slow down our eating habits, put the fork or spoon down between bites, and enjoy the meals. Another thing your audience can understand is be careful of salads. People think salads are a great way to lose weight. They're not. Some salads, because of the salad dressing, the cheeses, the croutons, the nuts and seeds and everything else they put in it, have more calories than a lot of meals on the menu. So if you're going to have a salad, eliminate the salad dressing or use a light salad dressing or very little of it.
Okay. So I know that right now everyone is very concerned about COVID-19. And one of the things that the experts have recommended is trying to keep our immune system as healthy as possible. Now, what are some of the foods that someone would want to eat to improve their immune system and also help reduce the risk of COVID-19?
There are three foods I would recommend to people. And again, everybody has different preferences as to their eating habits. Probably the most healthiest food you can eat is an apple. Organic is preferred over a regular apple, but apples are great. Avocados have healthy fats and are loaded with potassium. Avocados actually have 2 to 3 more times potassium than a banana and a higher fiber content. Also, steel-cut oats or rolled oats is an excellent source for fiber, for daily fiber. And people say, well, it's boring. What I've done to steel-cut oats is to add some chopped walnuts into it and some ground chia seeds and flax seeds. And it's really very good and delicious. Instead of using artificial sweeteners or sugar, I use ground cinnamon or organic honey. And 1/4 cup is very satisfying, very filling, and it keeps your appetite suppressed. So those are three foods right there. Also, pasture eggs are excellent source. Some people like eggs, some don't. The reason I say pasture eggs instead of cage-free or organic is it's a marketing trick they use for people. When they say cage-free, it means that the hens can go outside, doesn't mean they're outside, where a pasture egg has more nutrients and the hens are free to forage for their own food. They're not given special grains, which is usually corn and soy, or special feed. The hens get their, food from bugs and worms and grass like they're supposed to. So there's a difference. So you have to learn what's in your food also. So those are some of the little things I teach. I also teach people how to read nutritional fact labels. If people would turn over the labels and see the ingredients in their and processed food, they would be amazed at some of the chemicals being added.
That's some very helpful information, David. I've got another question for you. So many people like myself, they go on diets and they don't see results either fast enough or either not at all. And then they end up going back to their pre-diet habits. Why do so many people fail to lose weight on diets?
The main reason is people don't understand how their body works. So when people go on diets, if you don't give your body the right fuel, the right nutrition, your body goes into what they call starvation mode, which means that it fights like heck to keep the weight on. So for example, people who work out a lot at the beginning will overestimate how many calories they burn and underestimate how many calories they actually consume because their appetite increases. Also, if you don't give your body enough calories when you're exercising a lot, then your body is again in starvation mode. People don't understand when they drink a diet soda that it causes weight gain. And the argument is, how does something with zero calories cause weight gain? The reason being it has aspartame. Aspartame has 92 known side effects. One of them is weight gain. The reason it causes weight gain is, number one, it inhibits your body from absorbing vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. So your body, again, doesn't get fuel, and it's in starvation mode. The other thing is diet sodas increase your cravings for sweetness, so now you start looking for other foods to eat to satisfy that craving. So that's one of the reasons. The other thing is, again, they think that if they go on diet or eat salads, that it's a good way to lose weight and that it's healthy. Another myth because of what is in the salad. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of information that people misunderstand or misinterpret sometimes. So that's why people fail on their diets. Also, they don't give it enough time. I explain to people, if you didn't gain your weight overnight, you're not going to lose it all at once. Think of it this way. If you want to weigh 20, 30, or 40 pounds lighter by this time next year, most people would want to do that. If you lose 2, 3, or 4 pounds a month, not a week, but in a month, most people can do that, and you do it on average for 12 consecutive months. In a year, you'll weigh 20, 30, or 40 pounds less by that time. What happens is they see the commercials on TV where it says lose 16 to 20 pounds your first, month. It's unrealistic and it's not sustainable.
Yeah, I'll have to say that I'm actually one of those people. I lost a lot of weight about 20 years ago and I've maintained to keep it off, but I do fluctuate 5-10 pounds here or there. And when I do call myself going on the quote unquote diet, I don't see the results fast enough. And before you know it, I'm right back to my same old habits.
Exactly. So that's where I tell people, don't beat yourself up. And a lot of times your body will lose maybe a pound or two. And then if you wait 2 or 3 weeks, you'll drop 3 or 4 pounds, another week or two later. So you have to give it time. The other thing what happens is people may lose 8 to 10 to 12 pounds in the first couple of weeks or first 2 months. Then their body goes into what they call plateau, where the weight is your body's adjusting to the new weight. And a plateau can last for 2, 3, 4 weeks. People get discouraged. It's like, I'm doing everything right. Why isn't my body dropping the weight? Again, your body's adjusting to the new weight. You have to get a new set point. And you have to give it time to adjust. Just keep maintaining that discipline. And then all of a sudden, with my clients, they see the results and the weight starts coming off, and then they get back on being focused. That's the whole key, is to stay focused, stay motivated. A tip you can give your audience is to get an accountability partner or a success partner. It doesn't even have to be someone that is on a weight loss journey with them or even has to worry about their food issues. Just call once a week to the accountability partner for 5 or 10 minutes. And it's just real simple. Did you do what you said you were going to do? If not, what did you learn and what can you do to fix it in the future? And the next time you talk, did you fix the problems? And if so, why not? And what can we do to adjust it? So it's a course correction. It's like guiding a ship.
Mm-hmm. So basically what you're saying is just be patient and keep doing what you're doing. And eventually you will basically see some of that weight fall off.
Yes. And if you're not seeing the results, we have to explore what it is that you're doing. Some people may have a food allergy and not realize it. Some people may be eating the wrong types of food for their body and not realize it. Without getting into too much detail, everybody has different preferences. Some like to eat beef, some don't. Some like seafood, some don't. Some like dairy, some don't. So you have to find out what's going to work for you. On average, it's best to have between 1,250 and 1,700 calories per day. Now, the nutritional fact labels are based on 2,000 calories per day. To lose weight, you need to reduce your intake by 500 calories per day for an entire week to lose 1 pound. However, average American, based on typical meals, are consuming 3,600 calories a day. In other words, it's almost twice as much as what the nutritional value is for normal, you know, on the food products. So people need to start monitoring. You don't have to be real closely on how many calories. It doesn't have to be real detail, but just monitor what you're eating. You'd be surprised how fast calories add up. And there's differences between gross calories and net calories. For example, an apple has 95 calories in it. It takes your body 25 calories to digest it. So your net is 70 calories. If you eat a Hershey bar, it's 125 calories. It takes your body 0 calories to digest it. So it's a net of 125 calories. Plus it has no nutritional value. So people need to learn the differences in the type of calories they're consuming. There's a difference between a simple carbohydrate and a complex carbohydrate. Simple carbohydrates are unhealthy for you. They're the refined sugars, the processed foods. A complex carbohydrate are your fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and those are healthy for you.
Got it. That's some very valuable and informative information, David. Thank you for that. You also have a website, createyourthinnerself.com, and on your homepage it says, "Ditch the diet and create your thinner self." Tell us more about your site and how the audience can ditch their diet.
Yes, again, it's createyourthinnerself.com, and people can go there and they can send me an email. I have my contact information, and it teaches, there's a lot of blog information, a lot of articles I've written, which gives a lot of great content. And there's a way that they can sign up for our 3 week to a new you program. It's 21 days where you're given new principles to learn how you can reduce weight in a healthy, sustainable manner. For example, stop eating 3 hours before you go to bed. I normally say 7 o'clock. Some people have different work schedules. Some people work late at night and some get off at 6 or 7. You know, PM. So I tell people, stop eating 3 hours before you go to bed. If you do that and then your first meal in the morning is 12 hours later, that's basically an intermittent fast. So a lot of people are doing an intermittent fast without realizing it gives your body time to clean itself and re-establish itself, rejuvenate itself. So that's on the website. And again, it's createyourthinnerself.com. And that's where they can go and they can learn more about my story and how I've helped other people like themselves to drop 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds and keep it off.
Awesome. Now, David, I'm sure some of the folks listening have put on a few pounds during the last few months of staying in the house and they could use some encouragement and some advice on losing those pounds. What do you recommend they do first?
Recommend first is drink more pure water. Give up the soda and diet soda, or at least reduce it. If they're drinking alcohol, reduce that. and then go to createyourthinnerself.com and learn more about what you can do. And also contact me. I'm there to help them reduce the weight and keep it off. I want people to be healthy. And it's easier to keep the weight off than go to the doctor like I did and be at risk for an early death. Or this way, I have more energy now. I feel better. I look better, and I feel great. And I'm age 65. I have classmates now reaching out to me saying, "What are you doing? We want to have the energy that you have to be able to be active with our kids and grandkids." And this is what it's not an exercise program. There's no exercise involved. There's no special foods you have to order. There's no supplements you have to order. It's just based on your likes and dislikes for the audience. And little things, like I said, that are scientifically proven, if they do it, they're going to lose the weight, they're going to have more energy, and they're going to feel great.
Wonderful. Now, David, tell our audience, where can we buy your books at?
Books are available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Also, they can go to the local library and ask that the library order it for them so that it won't cost them any money. They can also get an audio book. It's available on Amazon. Also, any independent bookstore, they want to support the local bookstores, can order it for them. So it's available just about everywhere.
Wonderful. David, the information you've shared with us today on the Senior Bulletin is definitely appreciated. And I want to thank you again for joining us here today on the Senior Bulletin.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Senior Bulletin. Please subscribe to our podcast and enjoy more of our future guests as we discuss issues that matter to seniors. Also, be sure to visit our website at www.theseniorbulletin.com. I'll talk to you on the next episode.